Welcome to the PreparedX Podcast, your complete source for crisis, emergency, business continuity, and security preparedness interviews, news, and much more. Now, your host, he creates chaos for a living, Rob Burton.
Hello and welcome to episode 42 of the PreparedX podcast. We're going to do something a little bit different this time, something we've not really done before. We're going to take a look on the inside of a product known as Group Do Lists. So in this one, a Group Do List is a great product for teams that have to coordinate teams and resources based on something happening in front of them, some kind of crisis, emergency, and it can be anything from natural disasters to man-made events. So, great application. The founder, Michael Scheer, is the one I interview on this one. And for those of you that don't know, Group Do List centralizes and simplifies team coordination during incidents. And, we got into a little bit about the industry in general. So we got to talk about technology and how it's changed since 9/11. Michael shares a story about him being involved in 9/11, where he went from there in terms of technology within the industry and where he is now as it relates to Group Do List. So, it was a fairly short interview, but a very good one. And here it is. Here's my interview with Michael Scheer. Good morning, Michael. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. Just before we let you go to enjoy your Thanksgiving, holiday with your family, and we appreciate you taking the time today to answer a few questions for the audience and our listeners. Michael, could you just give them a little background on yourself and your career to date, please?
Yeah, sure. I actually, in 1997, believe it or not, I got the technology bug and ended up going down to Knoxville, Tennessee, to help a company begin called iPix, Interactive Pictures Corporation. So I've been that was the beginnings of the virtual tour. Yep. Technology, where you'd look in a real estate listing online, right, and you'd be able to spin around a listing, et cetera. Yep. And so I was so mesmerized by the ability to have a mouse in front of me and to spin around a room, overcoming time and space. I got the technology bug in 97, moved from Washington, D.C. down to Knoxville, Tennessee, and helped, as I said, iPix, Interactive Pictures Corporation, build their brand in the real estate vertical, and ultimately went public, raised a lot of money, and ended up leaving there to start Senward. Just to start Senward Now right after 9/11. So I had moved to New York to open the iPix regional sales office. So I ran the sales team out of Rockefeller Center, and then 9/11 occurred. And it was a life-changing memory that I'll never forget. So since then, I've been very focused on building emergency management, crisis management tools to help those on the front lines be much more effective in their jobs. And we can talk a little bit more about that. So sure. 97, technology bug, moving to New York, and 9/11 occurred. And as I said, life-changing. And that's why we started Senward Now. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now, which we're going to get into.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's a perfect segue into my first question, really. And that's why, why does technology play such a big role within organization resiliency? So, I mean, you've touched on it, 9/11 happened, and obviously you got involved with technology, but, can you expand on that a little bit in terms of why technology plays such a big role?
Well, when the Verizon Tower unfortunately went down, and when the World Trade Center went down on that terrible day, the communication lines were down. It was very difficult to get a consistent message to anyone, whether it was a family, loved one, or business associate. So when we started Senward Now, there had to be a better way. So obviously they play into the mass notification space, where essentially every organization in the world at this point almost has some sort of mass notification tool that is able to reach out with an important targeted message to multiple people. It could be two people, it could be 20,000 people, it could be 200,000 people via multiple modalities, cell phones, home phones, work phones, email addresses, text messages, et cetera. So the goal of when we started that was really based on our real life example and situation when 9/11 occurred and the phone lines were down and it was difficult to get that consistent message across. So I and a number of people help pioneer the, you know, mass notification space. And now we're going to be pioneering this, a similar group of folks are pioneering another, a more of a coordination platform, which I know we'll get into. And look forward to talking with you.
Yeah, I guess that's, you know, just before we do get into, you know, talking about group do lists, you know, I guess you've really answered part of my next question is, you know, what keeps you excited about this field?
That's a great question. You know, technology is changing so much. We're a software as a service, SaaS-based service. And so just being able to take advantage of cloud-based applications and also just latest technologies are just so cutting edge and fast and advanced. Storage costs have gone down tremendously over the last 15 years or so. Bandwidth is inexpensive. You can outsource your complete infrastructure essentially and build to suit applications to solve particular problems. So, I mean, technology has gotten cheaper, it's gotten faster, it's gotten better, it's gotten simpler. Yep. And, you know, we have been able to really, create value and, you know, with an idea, right, that we're going to make someone's life more efficient and more effective and or a team's life more efficient and effective. I think it's a lot easier, Rob, now these days, as long as you have a good idea and a great team to make a difference using technology, the latest and greatest.
Yeah, so let's talk about that then. Let's talk about if you can give the audience an overview of Group Do Lists and then, you know, really why it's a game changer within the industry.
Sure. Well, basically, we look at over the last 5+ years, we've been developing group do lists. And as I mentioned earlier, the mass notification industry is very more mature. When we started after 9/11, there were about 50 independent companies. Now there are a couple of big guys, Onsolve and Everbridge, I'd say, to name the biggest. We have essentially developed that's the communication side of the house, right? So communication during an incident or a crisis, the companies are out there, they're doing a great job of that. What they're not doing a great job of is coordinating their teams, right? So we found over the last 5 years plus, as we've been building this application, that the people on the front lines, right, the security directors, the emergency managers, the people who are in charge of resiliency, business recovery, business continuity, disaster recovery, crisis management, et cetera, just need better ways to keep everybody up to speed, right? To keep everybody informed and everyone on the same page simultaneously. So we took a lot of what we learned and a lot of the relationships that we built over the years prior to doing what we're doing now and basically identified a real need in the market, which was a better way to coordinate. So as I mentioned, right, there's the notification and the communication side is pretty much nailed and these guys are doing great jobs at it. Yep. But the coordination side and making sure that the head of global security is connected to their team when an incident occurs, whether it's an active shooter, whether it's a bad weather event or a power outage, whatever it may be, there needed to be a better way. Every organization, for the most part, has some kind of a plan, right? And probably practices it, as you are well aware of, and I know that's what you guys focus on, right? But every organization has plans. A lot of times they're sitting in a binder on a shelf. A lot of times they're also in a Word document or a form of a PDF, but available on a mobile device or available via the server, but they're really not actionable, right? So we basically have built with Group Do List a cross-platform capability that's supported on iPhones and Android devices and web that allows any organization to digitize procedures, standard and or emergency operating procedures, have them available via the web or via their handheld, have predefined teams selected, right?
Yep.
Crisis management team, BCP team, executive management, et cetera, with the ability to literally activate and mobilize those teams within seconds from any device anywhere in the world. So that's sort of the first part of it. But then the second part is, if I invite Rob, for example, to participate, you can invite people from outside the organization with one click. Okay, when Rob and or other people on the team accept the invitations, which are all digital, right, via email and or in-app, the entire contents, all of those digitized procedures are pushed down into the team members' devices locally.
Yep.
Okay. And inside, again, what's also very special and unique about what we're doing, not only can an organization digitize their procedures and access them via mobile devices, et cetera, as I just said, but there are tasks inside of these procedures. So there could be 5 tasks, 10 tasks, 50 tasks. It doesn't matter. And in each inside of each task, there's task details. There are sublists, sub checklists. There's the assignment privileges, so you can pre-assign them to roles or people, or do that at time of incident. You have reminders and due dates. You have the ability to attach any kind of information as part of the task.
Yep.
So if, let's say, there's a PowerPoint deck that I need my colleague to review when this incident occurs, the deck is sitting there. All they have to do is tap it. It'll be pushed down and downloaded into their device. They can see it, read it, check the task off as completed. And again, what's very unique about what we have, not only are you able to access links, comments, attachments, et cetera, but as the person on the team checks off that they've completed the task, that checkbox synchronizes back to everybody on the team and back to the command center, et cetera. And everyone knows exactly who's done what when in a chronological, auditable record.
Yep.
So there's a lot of transparency. There's a lot of real-time syncing going on. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. And again, the goal is to help people on the front lines responsible for assets, people, brand reputation, et cetera, save time, save effort, reduce distractions, and keep everyone who needs to be on the same page, period. Yep. And there's nothing out there even close to what we have today.
No,
and
I
that's
agree.
A fact. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's a couple of things you mentioned there, which I think just so powerful. The one being obviously in your hand, because we know how dispersed organizations are. I was just back from a healthcare client, senior leadership team, and you know that we just happened to be in the room because we'd planned this tabletop exercise. But you know, they turned around and said, "Listen, the next one we want to do a cyber scenario, but you know, let's plan this as if we would normally be traveling. We'll just say we'll do it some week in February, for instance." And they would just want to hit the ground running. But and that just goes to show that you know. Typically, these things happen at the weekend. They happen at any time. So, having that ability and that simplicity in the palm of your hand is critical.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being able to for the security director to get a phone call that there's been an attack or there's been a cyber breach or whatever at 3:30 in the morning, let's say at home. All they have to do literally is pull out their phone, which they probably have sitting next to their night table anyway.
Sure.
Identify the predefined digitized procedure with all the tasks and all the steps involved already there. They tap activate, pick their groups and or invite individuals via their email addresses. They accept the invitations and they're rolling within seconds, if not minutes. So it's really cutting edge advancement, and it's It's very complementary to the notification systems and the services that are out there.
Yeah, no, it is for, no, it is for sure. And I think, you know, the difference between the two is obvious. And again, when I, it's been a little while, as you know, since I've been inside Group Duelist. But again, I always go back to that simplicity, because sometimes technology in our space, you know, security, crisis management, business continuity, emergency management, crisis communications, even, you know, you still have, you know, so you have an era of some people who are at that level where, you know, if they don't change and adapt to, you know, modern technology, then they're going to be left by the wayside and off they go to retirement. So, you know, again, a big game changer because of the simplicity in my mind. Just before we start, I know you got another appointment coming up here. Can you just talk for a couple of minutes? You know, I think we've really touched on the scary pace that this industry or that technology is moving at. So, but, you know, are you a forward thinker? You know, where are we going to be, Michael, in 10 years' time as it relates to technology in this field?
Well, it's hard to look out in 10 years only because technology is just evolving and changing so rapidly. I mean, what I would really say, I guess if I could answer the question more kind of industry specific around crisis management, incident management, would that be okay?
Yes.
And what I think is going to happen is, you know, there'll be two or three kind of very large players that will ultimately have to talk with a lot of these other smaller applications.
Yep.
Honestly, because what we're finding is there's not only has there been consolidation in the industry, right, with OnSolve, for example, buying SendWord Now and Everbridge making other acquisitions like with Crisis Commander and whatnot. But, you know, we're hearing it from the customers and the prospects that say, look, we've invested hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in this big system, right? And we want your technology, but I need to see the task results come back into a certain interface. So this is just, I'm just giving an example from, you know, what I'm hearing about our technology, and it's going to live as a standalone application for sure, but integrations through third-party APIs, I think that's going to be a very, very big trend, and you're going to see a lot of, you're just going to have to, any organization that's big is going to have to be able to receive information from other applications and vice versa. So there's going to have to be a push and a pull. And I think that that's going to be a very big trend starting now, by the way, at least for the next foreseeable future. So could go out to 10 years, but I think there's going to, again, like where there are three major networks in the U.S. for the most part, right?
Yep.
I mean, historically, CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox, so four.
Yep.
But, you know, there'll be a lot of consolidation. The value propositions, I think, will sort of blend in and sort of equalize. It's just a matter of who's familiar with what technologies and what capabilities. But bottom line is, applications are going to have to talk to other applications, regardless of whether or not, you know, they're your core key customer.
Sure.
So I think that's going to be the big trend, in at least in this space.
Great. So one last let's go back to Group Duelist. Give the audience, our listeners here at the podcast, give them one reason why they should be seriously considering Group Duelist. We, you know, as you know, we have a lot of listeners in the Fortune 500 space. We have company security officers. We have crisis managers, communicators. Why should they be considering? Give me one good reason why. Of course, you've covered off a lot of reasons, but what's the one thing that stands out to you and why people are paying interest in Group Duelist?
I'd say, you know, that's a lot. There are a lot of potential answers, but I think it's a hard one to answer in one answer. But I'm going to say we listen to what the market wants, what the market needs. We go in, we make a presentation to, you know, huge multi-billion-dollar conglomerate, and they say this is fantastic. But if it could do this, it would be great, right? So just I think. It's not just that we're proven and we've got the same kind of core team that started SendWord Now way back when after 9/11, right? That's helping, and also key advisors and key former SendWord Now investors and board member, et cetera. It's just that we listen to the market, and we are not living in a, you know, we're not developing and designing this application and growing in a bubble. It's what the market needs and what the market wants. We listen, we take notes, and we are very agile in terms of how we can, how we develop and how we're going to build this application. So,
perfect.
You know, I'd say to your listeners, Rob, real quick, I would just say, take a look. We're happy to let you try this, the group do this for 30 days at minimum. We'll run you through it. We're doing a lot of cutting edge things. Love to show it to your listeners and get their feedback. And again, we'll build it. We're building this application because of a distinct need to better coordinate people, resources, efforts, et cetera. But we're listening, and this is going to be the best coordination tool in the market for years to come.
Perfect. Perfect way to round it off. Michael, how can listeners get a hold of you and find out more information about Group Duelists?
Well, I would say I'd go to www.groupduelists.com, and there's a way to request demos. You can also email demo, D-E-M-O, at groupduelists.com, groupduelists.com. And that'll reach me and the team. And there's a lot on the website that is very, very informative, and a good video on there as well. So I would say go to the website or send an email, and we'll definitely be very quick to respond.
Great. Perfect. Thank you again for your time today, Michael. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll catch up with you in the next few weeks.
Same to you, Rob. Cheers. Thanks for everything. Thanks for including us this morning.
No Bye-bye. Problem. Take care. Bye. That's it for episode 42 of the PreparedX podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your audience or with your network. And don't forget, please rate us on iTunes. That's really important to us. Rate us on iTunes or any of the other distribution channels where you have find us. You can make comments if you're joining us via our website underneath the podcast. Yeah, we want to hear from you. Please give us feedback. Until next time, goodbye.